Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
What other than the Mercato closing on Labor Day would get us off on a Monday here? Yes, guys, Mercato Madness, obviously Steve's favorite time of the year. We're going to go through that. What are feelings, what they've done, what they haven't done. Obviously, just recap this last weekend of Serie A with our Fubo, Fubo TV segment. Stevie P, we have a lot to talk about. Siamo pronti.
Siamo sempre pronti perché è Mercato Madness.
Cari amici sportivi, welcome to Milan Weekly Podcast. Here we talk everything Milan, Mercato Madness Milan, Stevie P, Vinny T. Guys, happy Labor Day to all. Hope you guys enjoyed your day. Well, North Americans, Labor Day. Stevie P is here. Mercato news, we definitely had to go through. What are our thoughts? A complete list. Before we get into that, Steve, you know, it's especially the way Milan is giving us enough content for all content creators, good and bad. But, you know, if we're going on, Gio and Fabio, when are they going on? Is there a special? There's something important that these people need to do. And it, they got to subscribe, Steve. Got to hit that bell, don't they not? So, guys, please, it helps with everything. Like, subscribe. That's how you, the best way how you're going to know when we do go on, you, other than the Mondays, usual Mondays. But, you know, there's going to be 2 weeks of national team, so probably not going to be on in the next couple of weeks. But subscribe, like, ring that bell for the notifications. Stevie P, another one that another part of our Patreon, our MW Patreon. A big thank you, and thank you to Terry for doing this. And guys, this should have been a very long time ago. I know we thank you through the application, through our chats, but this is dedicated to all of you, and we're going to be playing this every time we go on. Thank you to every single one of you. We truly appreciate it. Steve, I don't want to talk about Friday's game. It's Mercato. And, you know, I'm going to show you a picture. And I want you to give me your instant reaction. This is our team at the beginning of last season. And the ones that are still colored, right, are the ones that are still here this year. So, is it shocking? That's your instant reaction. No project. Tell you about you guys. Tell us in the chats, right? What do you see? How do you feel looking at this? Now, I know last year there was a lot of fuori tutti, sti bidoni, and you look at this and it's like, holy shit, you know, it's something. How do you see no project looking at this picture, Steve?
No project, because it's supposed to be something that has to take place through, multiple Mercato windows. It can't be an EAFC new pack edition where we're opening packs and we're hoping that we're getting the player that we want. We needed to identify places on this pitch and on with this team that needed to be addressed. And it's just too much change.
Oh, we can't hear you. Maybe hold on a second. Let's see if I raise your volume, or it looks fine on this one. Guys, I'm going to tell you, Steve figures this out. Like, I don't know how we went from, you know, at the beginning of the summer, Tare, right away, Allegri signing. Ricci didn't take that much time. How did we go from that to a player swap that not even me, Steve, you know, I'm always like, let me look at the other side of the coin. I couldn't even explain it. To last minute kind of deals, medicals not passed, and going from that to being last minute. So again, I don't know how these players are going to perform. It's all new players. I understand we have an experienced coach, but how did we go from that to that, Steve? I just can't comprehend.
I don't know, but do you have trouble hearing me? I'm way confused.
No. Maybe, guys, in the comments, is it just because you can't hear him, it's too low, or I can hear him perfectly fine? Let us know. But let me pull up another picture. The 10 players that we got, right? So if I go through the list, guys, I'll go through the list definitely here, Steve. Ricci, well, Acquisti, right? So Ricci, Terracciano, Modric, Estupinan, Jashari, Atekame, De Winter, Nkunku, I guess that's the way he pronounces his name, Rabiot, and Odogu. Sessioni, right? If we go through the whole list, officially Kalulu, Pellegrino, Reinders, Jovic, João Felix, Sotil, Kyle Walker, Tammy Abraham, Florenzi, Camarda, Hernandez, Navas, Portiello, Pobega, Vasquez, Comotto, Liberali, Terracciano, Bondo, Morata, Ciao, Maggi, Okafor, Alex Jimenez, and Musa on the last day. A lot of people are giving scores of 6, 6.5 to the Mercato of Milan. Your thoughts, Steve? Like, again, going from my, looks like we started well, you know, getting stuff done, and then to this.
Yeah, it's perplexing because, like you said, we wanted to get certain areas of the field addressed, and you know, it's getting peppered in the WhatsApp. It's getting peppered on Instagram Live. It's getting peppered every single place that we see. We didn't address that, you know, we needed some sort of, you know, striker help. I think new striker is a bit too much. I think we need to give Jimenez a chance with just half a season. And again, not that it's been going very well this season, but we need to give him a chance. And I think that we need to get over this hump, you know, of purchasing players in a Mercato window, a large amount. The last time I think we saw a tenfold like this was, you know, the Hakan Çalhanoğlu, the Kessié and Fun from the banter era. It's just not a good project. It's not a good way to go about your business because your coach is constantly getting new pieces, is constantly wants to have someone who, you know, he can trust. He wants to bring in his own team. You need to take care of that at the beginning of the Mercato. They didn't play in the Club World Cup. They didn't have to prepare for that. They had to prepare for the beginning of the season. And it just seems with, you know, these last ditch transfers where we're missing on certain targets, we're not getting the actual main target, if you want to say, if we have to believe everything we do in Mercato. The problem with that is that you end up with a team that has no chemistry, no identity. And that's the scariest part, Vinny. It's starting the season where you play once a week with no chemistry, no identity.
And, you know, going from that to forget the last couple of weeks, Steve, but I lost a bit of respect for Tare, that interview that he gave. I couldn't comprehend. I appreciate being honest with the fans, but when you're coming out and saying stuff like this before a match, a player starting, how do you come out and say, yeah, we're evaluating, like, the scambio, like, I've had to reread it, and I don't get it. I don't get it. And now you're talking about, you know, this whole revamping, this chemistry, and it just seems like, okay, management, problematic with management. We get a direttore sportivo that seems like he knows what he's doing. Guys, I only wish the best for Milan. I hope we win the Scudetto. But if this team gels somehow, some way, I don't know. I'm all over the place, man. I'm all over the place. And especially that I was really disappointed because I don't remember seeing un direttore sportivo for any team coming out and just blatantly you know, I could understand, yes, we're pursuing harder, we're pursuing him, that I could understand being honest, but coming out with this, and once again, Steve, this whole scambio, I agree with you, didn't give him enough of a big chance, still fragile. I did not see what was the point of this scambio. And you were talking to me, Steve. You know, I'm always trying to, okay, let me look at the glass half full. I couldn't comprehend it. Could you?
No, there's no comprehension with this. There's no logic behind it. This is, again, Milan management just, you know, being really dumb in front of the cameras. I don't know if it's the pressure. I don't know if it's, you know, la maglia del Milan pese per tare. I'm not even 100% sure anybody in their right mind would have, you know, thought that he would have went on, you know, DAZN, if I'm not mistaken, and blatantly said that right before the game. It's something that baffled my mind. I thought it was fake until someone, you know, looking in the chat and saying, oh, maybe it is real, this thing. And then someone, you know, sending me the video and then actually hearing him say it. It just, logically, it doesn't make sense. And again, I do not come on Milan Weekly Podcast to portray myself as someone who knows everything about everything. I do not. I know one thing is that you don't fuck with a man's confidence, especially when his confidence is down. So we have this striker who, you know, before coming to Milan, yes, he had a good track record for scoring goals. Given that he was in the Dutch league, it's okay. Players need to come from other leagues and need to come to Serie A. Young players need to come. We need to start giving people a chance, because we're falling in that trap where we're becoming a management team that looks at things in a vacuum. What's happening right now, only right now, and is it working for me, yes or no? And if it's no, the answer, we panic. If it's yes, it looks like this management is looking for where can we sell this guy for the most money and bring in 2-3 replacements, you know, to take that person's place. This is not a mercato strategy. So the 6.5s that you're seeing, I saw 5. I saw in the chat 4.5. For me, it's 4.5 because, and I agree with that, because yes, you did address some of the areas, but not all of them. And I'm not 100% sure their market strategy was able to get them all their number one targets that they were looking for. For me, that's a big fail. If we go back to Jimenez, could you imagine us talking about a scambio when, I don't know, with Pipo Inzaghi or Shevchenko or Van Basten when he was injured? Because we don't do this anymore. We've lost class, Vinny. We've lost, the world has lost all touch with logic, and we've lost the class from soccer. And this is what hurts me the most. You know, and you see when I get riled up when people say, oh, world class, world class. Guys, there's a handful of world class players now. There's a ton of good players. There's a handful of world class players. And in management, there's even less so world-class management. And right now, we're working like a management group from the 7-Eleven on The Simpsons. A fake 7-Eleven from The Simpsons.
Taking it from Tare, then you have Allegri, and this one baffled my mind as well, talking about Nkunku. Sorry if I'm mispronounce his name throughout the whole year. Non lo conosco, siamo a posti. I don't know where he's going to fit in, but I'm sure we're going to balance it out. This is the coach talking about a player that we just spent 42 million. Then the arguments are coming from, it looks like Milan, that's their new model, buying low, you know, 15, 20 million and having the opportunity to sell them in a couple of years for more money. I'm still not convinced that that's what management wants to do, is just ruin the whole, you know, they're in it for the money, and it's by winning that you're going to make money. But going from that Allegri remark, is it like, and look at our beautiful thumbnail, like who's talking to who here? Do you believe of this? Tare wants some certain players, Allegri wants some certain players, or is it Tare and Allegri not communicating or not communicating with management. I don't know. I just found that really weird, like basically in the same day, especially saying, yeah, we bought this player, but we're good up front and we'll figure out where he's going to fit in. I was just mind blown.
Once again, communication seems to be the problem. I would hope that Allegri, and again, I said this the first week we were on, I would hope that Allegri has, and again, buying Rabiot proves that he does have some pull in this room to get the players that he thinks will make Milan better or make his system better. Rabiot is...
I think we could all agree on that. Haters and lovers... Child.
It's his poster child. He loves him. He loves the way he plays. I am not, again, a Rabiot fan. I am willing to give him a chance with the red and black. He is Juventus' sloppy seconds again, but yet had another stop in Marseille. OM. But Vinny, this freaks me out, man. It freaks me out because I just don't see, and again, is it because we're just not privy to what's happening with the other teams because we don't follow the other teams? But I think that I'm enough of a calcio addict that I get to see enough from other teams, and I don't see this happening. I listen to Nima a lot about Inter, and I don't see this happening where things slip out and you know they're not on the same page, because Beppe Marotta has the ship sealed.
Yeah.
He has the ship sealed. Nothing comes out of Inter that's dramatical to the brand. For Milan, it seems like it's the complete opposite. I don't know.
Only time will tell. People are asking in the comments. Guys, me, I'm going to give you exactly what I'm seeing here from Sports Media Set. Right now, Musa es prestito con obbligo, meaning that they're obliged to buy him. Alex Jimenez, same formula. Okafor is definitivo. Obligo? With obligo. So yeah, Alex so Jimenez.
You have to just be careful with a lot of these things. A lot of these things are options, but there if you read a lot of them and it's hard to follow them, they say obligo, but in reality, it's an option with a lot of targets that need to be met in terms of appearances and minutes played and so on and so forth that make it an obligation. So,
No, it makes sense. But I know like some of them are very easily attained. But again, like prestito. But if I'm going by what I see from Musa, I don't know. We'll see when they. Maybe they don't attain those bonuses, and they'll come back next year. In the end, Steve, you give it a 4.5. I think I'm there, like five out of 10. I don't know what this team is going to look like. I think this. Do you find this 2 weeks off is actually a good thing for Milan, especially with all these new players still haven't hit the pitch?
Yes, I think. The international break came at a great time for Milan after picking up 3 points against Lecce. I think it's time for Allegri to cook. Whoever doesn't leave, and again, for international duty, and if I'm not mistaken, I don't think Ricci's picked. I don't think Modric is playing. I don't think Rabiot is selected. And again, I could be wrong, but I think he has a lot of the core that he needs to work with to make sure that he has his game plan on for, if I'm not mistaken, a very, very tough Bologna team that we're going to reach, that we're going to get together with on, if I'm not mistaken, it's not this Saturday, the Saturday after. Again, their next opponent is Bologna, which is another fun fact. The guy that Rabiot punched in the face or got punched in the face by plays with Bologna. So, yeah, of course, the telenovela just continues.
Milan-Bologna, the 14th of September, Udinese on the 21st, and then Coppa Italia on the 24th. And then you hit Napoli and Juve late September into October. So, yeah, again, 14th of Serie A on the 14th, Bologna and then Udinese. Steve, before we get into the football segment, any closing thoughts for you? I know you gave it your score, but disappointment, how would you, like, you know, angry, disappointed after all these changes? What would be like if you had to sum it up to one feeling, one emotion?
Confusion. I'm confused.
That's, I like that.
I'm confused because we needed to address center back. We needed a ball-playing center back. Looks like Allegri is going with that back line of three, and we have three center backs that are not very good at playing the ball out of the back. Now, De Winter, this young kid from Werder Bremen that came in, will they see the pitch? We play one time a week, right? So he's got to be able to get this minestrone riscaldato that we have here. And that's what it is. It's a minestrone of different players. We need to get a tasting that we can serve it in a very fine, high-end quality restaurant, because of us, the fans are not happy. You know, I see in the comments, there's, you know, other teams really upped their level in terms of quality. I'm going to give chapeau to Napoli. It's probably one of the first times I see them spend this much and spend properly. In areas where they really need it. For me, it's confusion. I don't know what happened. I don't know why it started off good and then we started to falter. The only thing I can say, and the only thing that comes to my mind, and I'm pretty sure it's sitting in the back of the minds of a lot of Milanisti now, is there too many cooks in the kitchen?
Confusion, I think, is the proper word to sum up this kind of mercato, especially going from the beginning to what's happened in last week's. In the end, as we always said, for me, Forza Milan. Hopefully, Allegri finds some sort of solution, because we're going to need help this season, especially the way mercato for Juve, mercato for Napoli, especially. Speaking of the other teams, let's go through the roundup of what was week number two for the Serie A. This segment is brought to you by Fubo.tv. This is Serie A here in Canada, and for EPL, se può anche ascoltare in italiano, Steve. The mighty, mighty Cremonese, Steve, leaving it late. Do you think this is another hot flash in the pan for when, you know, every season we always have like the Serie A B teams and by, you know, but can you judge? I'm not going to judge Milan after two games. I'm not going to judge Cremonese after two games, but flash in the pan for Cremonese? Good for them. They got Jamie Vardy today. I don't know if you saw that. Bologna beating out Como 1-0 at home. Then you went through Parma-Atalanta 1-1 here. Atalanta still with no wins. We'll see what gathers for Atalanta with Musa now on that team. And then Steve, returning defending champions, leaving it very late. Anguissa in the extra minutes. They got it done. They got it done, right? It looked like it was going to be a 0-0 draw. Cagliari was just defending, and Anguissa, man of the match. Boring game, right? These are kind of like those boring games, but Napoli coming through 3-0.
I have something to say for this game. I'm the first to say that Napoli, you know, did they deserve it? Yeah. I think they created most of the chances. They missed a couple of chances. I think McTominay missed in injury time as well. With 10 seconds left, like, that's divine intervention at the Maradona for sure. But guys, these Napoli accounts out there that are saying Napoli plays beautiful football, but go fly a kite. Go fly a kite, because there's no problem with getting a result. I have no problem with that. You know that.
Yeah.
I will take, you know, out of 38 match days, I will take 38 wins with an own goal from the opposite team. I don't care. But I will be the first to admit when we play like garbage. Napoli played like garbage. They were terrible. Their calcio is terrible.
That's it, because yeah, you weren't watching that game for exciting plays, because I was watching this like, okay, is this going to be one of these 0-0 ones? But it is what it is. Sorry to special Liban Youssef. That one was for the Lazio four goals. But Roma getting one squeezed in once again, Steve. 1-0. Looks like Gasparini's, getting these wins done. A lot of people are saying Roma is going to be one of these surprise teams. We shall see.
Can someone Juve tell Gasparini? Yeah. So someone needs to tell Gasparini for me that he needs to start Dybala and Sole. And by doing so, we will not leave these games against Pisa up until the final whistle to get a result. Please.
Leaving it late them as well. Juve, another one leaving it late, Steve. From all the fiasco from the Vlahovic, Kolomani, that today they knew they weren't going to get him. They got, what's his name there from Red Bull? They got another striker, Openda, something like that. But Steve, Juve, again, 1-0. As exciting as the Napoli game, I'll go with that one.
Yes, but again, chapeau to Dusan Vlahovic. I'm not a big Dusan Vlahovic fan. But hey, this guy's been shit on the whole summer. We're talking about our direttore sportivo telling him that telling our striker that we're gonna exchange him. Well, imagine ours did a worse job by actually going on live TV and saying it. Juve at least didn't say it on live TV, but they were shopping this guy to everybody. They were shopping him like a used car for an 18-year-old girl.
And in the end, guys, I think, if I was a Juve fan, Steve, right decision, because he's on his last year, right? So are you going to maybe give him up for free? We shall see. But at least they moved today for somebody that's, you know, somewhat known as a striker. We'll see what they muster up Juve this year, because a lot of people are predicting them to win the Serie A. I'm not too sure about that. Torino-Fiorentina, snooze fest, 0-0. Pioli doesn't look like he's got the engine going so far. Udinese, I think, was the first win in Milan, Steve. I was reading as like it's been years, and okay, so it was a surprise, but you as an Interista, and Dumfries going up, right? Then you had Davis, the penalty and the assist to Atta to seal the upset. And it was the first win at San Siro since 2017. Would you be stressing if you're an Inter fan after this game? I even saw Nima saying, I don't think Ivo's going to make it until the... No, se mangio panettone.
Yeah, I don't think I should. I would be stressing. I just think that they have a bit too much going on in the final third. And they want to be too sexy in the final third. They had a lot of opportunities to get, you know, shots on goal. They had a lot of opportunities to create dangerous chances, rebounds. They're looking for that beautiful play. They're looking for that DiMarco type goal that was ruled out from VAR because Thuram was offside. Sometimes, like Napoli, you got to win ugly. And this was one of their game going up 1-0. You know, unlucky on the penalty that they got against them, because I don't know how we want defenders to jump without using their hands. But hey, it's the rule, and that's a penalty for Udine. And again, Atta with a fantastic finish from Udinese. But I think Inter should have been able to get in back in this game. I think there's a miscommunication also between the midfield and the strikers. I don't see the Hakan Mkhitaryan stuff going much further,
Steve,
than that.
And there was a miscommunication. There was a miscommunication with the VAR too. Did you see that? They were trying to communicate. He was trying to explain there. The microphone wasn't working. Ah, good old Serie A. And then Lazio 4-0. No surprise here. That's the final game closing off week two of the Serie A. Now we're going into a 2-week period of La Nazionale. Hopefully, if we thought Milan had problems, Nazionale, hopefully they could make some good and get us in the secure our spots into the World Cup. And on that note, that segment was brought to you by Fubo.tv, your home for all things Serie A and EPL in Canada. E se puoi anche ascoltare in italiano. But not the Coppa Italia. I don't know if you never noticed. Coppa Italia, no, but all the other games, yes. Steve, it was a nice quickie for this Mercato. Any closing before we let everybody go? Actually, you know what? I wanted to ask you, other than Napoli, do you think who would be your top, mercato of Serie A? Would you go Juve after that?
After Napoli? You know what? I think a lot of, you know, talking and seeing the Mercato chat there, the chat that's going to take over the Milan Club Montreal chat next year. A lot of Italian teams had struggled in the Mercato, I think, this year. I think Napoli was above and beyond everybody. And everybody else was, depending on how you feel about those players that they identified and they purchased.
But still spent 1.1 billion, Steve. Serie A spent, I saw a graph today, 1.1 billion of all Serie A, obviously behind the DPL. But yeah, like I felt Juve had a bit of the Milan syndrome, like the confusion. Okay, we have to go get this guy. A lot of going after a lot of players. But yeah, but Napoli definitely probably the best mercato. EPL just keeps on spending, Steve. Today was 145 for Isaac from Newcastle to. Anyways, and did you see that we're getting $1 million from Donnarumma sale to, I believe there's like a clause that we're getting to Manchester City. Guys, for me, I loved the way Steve put up confused. I'm going to finish off with that, man. It was really confusing going from beginning of Mercato to this one. Obviously, I'm going to hold off just the way I do every single year. We'll see what Allegri could muster up. Hopefully these 2 weeks, you know, we'll have some time to get these guys. Well, I can't really gel together after 2 weeks, right, Steve? But we'll see. We'll see what happens. And I'm very happy that Jimenez is staying. I don't think there was a single Milan fan out there, content creator, hater, lover, that was for this Jimenez swap. I think everybody was on the same page. It didn't get a chance. And il veut. So you can see that he wants to, right? And even saw that picture yesterday, went out with Loftus-Cheek and Pulisic at the Drake concert in Milan. Confusion. I'm gonna go with that one, Steve. How about you? Let's close this off and let everybody else enjoy their Labor Day.
Closing it off, guys, with what we started with, guys. It's important for you guys to subscribe. Turn on those notifications. Hit us with super chats. They're always live when we're live here. Guys, we tried something new. If you're stuck and you can't get to your YouTube, we're streaming also on Instagram. It's the first time we were able to get it live on Instagram. Let us know how that platform works for you guys. So we're trying our best to expand the Milan Weekly Podcast into a network. It's Fabio's dream, the Milan Weekly Podcast Network. We love it. We know we brought in Terry's with the graphics, and he's doing us a fantastic job. Thank you to Terry, guys, and thank you to our partner. You know, it means a lot to me. Vintage Pitch Apparel, baby. Yes, sir. We had all the right social media going on. We had the Napoli t-shirt showing. We had the Inter. We had the Juve. We had the Forza Milan, the Rossoneri showing. Guys, it's a fantastic brand, not because it's mine. I've purchased from the other ones, other brands. I've purchased from other brands, guys, just trying to see their t-shirt. And, you know, it's the t-shirt that Leao wears on his Twitch. And to see if, let's say, my quality is bad and their quality is good. Guys, it's not because it's my brand. It's not
because
it's me and Nick's passion.
It's fantastic.
Project. It's a beautiful t-shirt, guys. It's a beautiful t-shirt for cultural lovers, streetwear, Vintage Pitch Apparel. Vintage Pitch on Instagram, Vintage Pitch app on TikTok. Follow us, guys. You're going to have a great time. There's a lot of things coming. Yes, sir. VintagePitch.com. Yes, sir.
I need my Derby della Madonnina t-shirt, Steve. I got to come pick it up. Guys, again, thank you so very much. And one final time, to every single one of you, to every viewer, live viewer, commenters, downloaders, ovunque e sempre. Forza Milan, guys.